weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 33. Winds out of the north 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 20. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The cyber attack that occurred on October 12th has impacted the Kansas court system. On top of that, it has affected the system that checks backgrounds, which has made it harder for people like Lyle Workman, who spoke with WDAF, trying to get new jobs.
I'd have been employed 2 weeks ago. My family would have had a block, never Christmas, had I been employed. It's not through no fault of my own. I've been hired. I don't know what else to say. It's frustrating. It's real frustrating. It makes you just...
In other news, despite a petition against it, the Olathe School District has approved a Satan Club at Olathe Northwest High School. Another student at the school started the Stop the Satan Worship Club at Olathe Northwest and received 7,500 signatures, but the school deemed that the club had reached all the criteria needed for the application. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty at Ford. Just say yes. Choose from over 200 new vehicles available. Just say yes. Zero down delivers. Plus, get financing offers as low as 0% for up to 60 months. Just say yes. Or choose from big discounts up to 15% off MSRP, saving you thousands. Massive inventory. Yes. Zero down, 0% up to 60 months. Yes. Up to 15% off MSRP. Yes. Hurry into Rusty at Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new vehicle at Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T512 MSRP 61,230. Sale price 52,045. 2023 Mach-E 0% APR with zero down upon credit approval. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for details. Expires 1-2-2024.
After a donation from the Independent Energy and Convenience, previously known as Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association of Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol has received 525 gallons of fuel for their troopers to fill their vehicles during the holidays. This is for the 33rd straight year. In other news, I-70 has reopened in northwest Kansas near Goodland, but drivers are remaining extra cautious, like Josh Klingsales, who had been traveling on I-70.
It's a couple times we've been testing our brakes when we don't see cars around the area, because it's kind of that perfect temperature where things can go really wrong around the freezing point.
And some drivers are taking even extra precaution by bunkering down where they're at, like Christopher Robinson, who's making the trip from Arkansas to Denver.
Snow is just beginning to stick in parts of the highway, so just for safety's sake, we'll stop and stay wherever we end up.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, on Tuesday this week, an appellate court has reversed a 2022 federal conviction and decision against former Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of the state of Nebraska, saying that he should not have been tried in the city of Los Angeles. According to the North Platte Telegram, they say that he was convicted back in March of last year on charges about lying to federal authorities regarding illegally obtaining $30,000 in contributions to his campaign from a foreign billionaire at a 2016 Los Angeles fundraiser. After the conviction, he ended up resigning from his seat days later, following pressure from congressional leaders and the Republican governor of the state at the time. In the ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals from the Ninth Circuit Court, they wrote that the trial venue of Los Angeles was improper due to Fortenberry making the false statements during interviews with federal agents at his home in Lincoln, Nebraska, as opposed to L.A., along with his lawyer's office that was located in Washington, D.C. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty Eck Ford. Just say yes. Choose from our huge inventory of over 400 pre-owned vehicles, many priced $20,000 or less. Just say yes. Zero Down delivers. Choose up to 40 vehicles with monthly payments of $339 per month with no money down. Over 400 used vehicles to choose. Yes. Zero Down delivers. Yes. Payments as low as $339 per month. Yes! Hurry into Rusty Eck Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2019 Fusion P1888. Sale price $19,655. 72 months at 6.75% APR. $0 down with approved credit. Subject to prior sale offers. Cannot be combined. Expires 1-2-2024.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Jerry Zayas and Community Memorial Healthcare Director Frank Popejoy met with commissioners last week. The hospital sales tax will be expiring in 2024, and CMH will likely be coming back to ask for an extension on the ballot next year. Zayas reported he's working with communities on housing and is working with a Junction City contractor hoping to build 15 houses throughout Marshall County. They're also working on some remodeling initiatives and financing to help vacant houses. He noted Blue Rapids alone has 47 vacant homes. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday to the public for year-end closeout. This includes no motor vehicle or tax payments in person. The courthouse will also be closed Monday, January 1st for New Year's. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet Friday this week, 8 a.m., to review pay vouchers and hold a public hearing for adoption of the 23 budget amendments. They do not plan to meet with department heads unless necessary. Next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 8th. Marysville USD 364 School Board discussed out-of-district student enrollment qualifications at their past meeting and will set an enrollment threshold before April 1st. Area districts are taking action with a new state law going into effect next year, allowing cross-district attendance. The board also discussed capital improvement projects, including Marysville High School auditorium seating, playground surface improvement at the elementary school, press box improvements at the football field, and updating heating and air units at junior-senior high. Use of historic tax credits towards some of the projects high school is possible. Increased student cell phone use and policies going into next year were considered. Deadline is January 2nd for remaining scholarships in a remote work class offered through the Kansas Remote Online Initiative for remote work professionals and team leader classes next month beginning January 8th. For details, contact Deborah Cole at Kansas State University. Online at dcole@ksu.edu. Washington County residents interested in serving as EMT for Hanover or Washington are reminded Republic County EMS is hosting a class beginning January 8th in Belleville. Classes Monday and Thursdays will run 6 to 10 p.m. January through May. If you'd like more information or to register, partial grant funding may be available. Contact Paris at 785-406-0444 or Carolyn at 785-822-4591. Non-resident hunters who wish to obtain a 2024 Kansas Spring Turkey Permit may submit an application for the all-new lottery draw from January 9th through February 9th. For details, contact the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. National Park Service offers a lifetime pass providing free entrance to national parks for veterans and their families. The Interagency Military Lifetime Pass waives entrance fees for the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Veterans and their families have free access to over 2,000 public locations spread across 400 million acres of public lands. Ann Howell, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away December 21st. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ann Howell. Flora M. Wieters, age 91, of Lanham, passed away December 22nd. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Visitation Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Valora Wieters. E. Joyce Johnson, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away December 25th. Celebration of life service Saturday, 10:30 at Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Johnson.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. And mostly cloudy over Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. A bit warmer throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Still warmer into Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. A bit cooler on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-20s and upper 30s. Then mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Still staying sunny as we head into next Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. And partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s and clear skies over Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69. The average low 20 and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:11. Adding another inch or two of snow, light snow off and on throughout the day Tuesday.
Are your hydrangea shrubs at risk for winter kill? Some advice on helping them survive the months ahead on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 27th, the 361st day of the year. Scientist Louis Pasteur was born in 1822, and New York's Radio City Music Hall opened on this day in 1932. Winter-killed hydrangeas are not a pretty sight come springtime. Will yours need help surviving a cold winter? It depends on which variety you have. The variety known as smooth hydrangea or Annabelle will survive temperatures as low as 30 below zero. Other species, including the popular big-leaf hydrangea, have already formed the buds that will bloom in spring, so it's wise to give them protection from the cold and wind. Water them well if the ground has not yet frozen, mulch heavily around the root area, and wrap with burlap to protect them from drying winds. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ring in the new year with a blast at Venue 36 in Marysville's New Year's Eve party. Doors open at 7 p.m. with live music by Susie and the Reckless at 8:30. Cash bar, drink specials, party favors, and a champagne toast at midnight. $15 cover charge and reserve your table on Facebook. Party into the new year with Venue 36 in Marysville.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College bowl season is still underway as we get ready to wrap up 2023 with the Big 12 teams playing all throughout this week. The next one coming up tonight as the number 22 Oklahoma State Cowboys participate in the Texas Bowl, taking on Texas A&M. That kickoff at 8 p.m. tonight. Oklahoma State wrapped up the regular season, finishing 7-2 in conference play, overall 9-4, and sitting number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, with a strong season at 6-1 at home and 3-2 on the road. The Oklahoma Sooners also have an evening game coming up tomorrow on Thursday as they participate in the Alamo Bowl, as the number 12 Sooners take on the number 14 Arizona Wildcats in the Alamo Bowl. The Kansas State Wildcats are in the Pop-Tarts Bowl as they take on number 19 North Carolina State. That game also on Thursday with a kickoff at 4:45. The Wildcats finished at 6-3 in conference play and 8-4 in regular season. The Jayhawks play tonight against UNLV in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. College basketball taking some time off for the Christmas celebration, coming back again this week as the Kansas Jayhawks are back in action at home, taking on the Wichita State Shockers on Saturday this coming week with tip-off at 3 p.m. The number 2 Jayhawks are coming off their victory on Friday last week against Yale with a 75-60 victory and sitting tied for the second-place spot in the Big 12 Conference with an 11-1 record. They are tied with BYU, also at 11-1 overall. Houston is sitting in the number 1 slot for the Big 12 at 12-0. Kansas State basketball off for another week as they're off until the new year with their next tip against Chicago State at home in Lawrence with a tip-off on Tuesday next week at 7 p.m. They squeaked out a victory on Thursday last week against the Wichita State Shockers at 69-60. Kansas State right now is sitting in the middle of the pack for the Big 12 Conference at 9-3 overall. No team so far have played any conference games so far for the season. Wichita State Shockers are also in the middle of the pack for the American Athletic Conference with an overall record of 8-4. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss a minute of the excitement of all of our broadcast of high school football and state volleyball championship games on KNDY. They're available as archives on our website at KNDYradio.com. You can download, listen back to every exciting moment. You can save, you can share. Relive every exciting moment of our live play-by-play coverage of high school football games, including all of the postseason action, as well as the state volleyball matchups. Check our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Ring in the new year with a blast at Venue 36 in Marysville's New Year's Eve party. Doors open at 7 p.m. with live music by Susie and the Reckless at 8:30. Cash bar, drink specials, party favors, and a champagne toast at midnight. $15 cover charge and reserve your table on Facebook. Party into the new year with Venue 36 in Marysville.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram will say yes to every deal. Stop in during the wrap-up-the-year savings event and say hello to saving thousands on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Perfect for a winter of out-and-about in style and comfort. Special incentives now through January 2nd only. Shop online today at twinriv.com. Arrange for a test drive or stop in at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
When you hear the name Cole Younger, you probably think of an outlaw holding up banks and living a life of crime. That story is true in part. But what you may not know is a second chapter in his life, a chapter told here in the town where he's buried. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Many have heard the name Cole Younger. We know him as an outlaw, which is true in part.
Cole was a part of an upper middle class family that lived in this area. His father was killed, thought to be a Southern sympathizer. He was actually very pro-union, and his mother's home was burned.
Sue Hart is a volunteer at the Lee Summit History Museum.
So Cole and some of his brothers started running with Quantrill to avenge what had happened to their family. Once you've lived that life of crime, you can't suddenly say, okay, now I'm a good guy. And so after the war, he started running with the James Gang.
Younger's crimes did catch up with him. But once caught, he made a change in his life.
He was caught for robbing a bank in Minnesota and served 25 years in prison up there. After that, he came back and became an upright citizen in Lee Summit again. He lived with his niece.
East Coast newspapers interviewed the former outlaw, now living in Lee Summit, Missouri, to discuss the turnabout in his life. His change of focus seemed to be his new mission for life.
He wrote a book on what life had taught him. He joined the local Christian church. And he actually mentored some young men after he came back and how not to live a life of crime, and traveled and lectured in his later years.
Younger and other members of his family are buried here in this city, a place where he worked to make amends and steer others from a path he had taken in his younger years. Traveling the countryside in Lee Summit, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Saying used by ice fishermen, thick and blue, tried and true, thin and crispy, way too risky. I'm Jody Henke. Check the ice before you walk on it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Ice fish in the winter, but I'm very careful stepping out on a frozen body of water because ice is never uniform. Factors like wind, natural springs, and obstacles protruding from the water make a difference in ice formation. Clear ice with a bluish-green tint is the first ice that forms and is the strongest you'll see all season. And once that ice is about 4 inches thick, it's okay to fish or ice skate on. But if there's a covering of snow, be very careful. Mick Clemesrud with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says snow puts the brakes on ice development.
The worst scenario would be if a farm pond froze, had about an inch or two of ice on it, and then you get a lot of snow. That snow is going to be just like an insulation blanket in your attic. It's going to stop or really, really slow the ice growth. No matter how cold it gets, that snow really keeps the cold away from the ice.
You can drill holes to see how deep the ice is, and you'll notice a drastic difference in thickness between the areas that have snow cover and those that don't. There could be as much as 50% more ice in the open areas. Dangerous ice has an off color. It can look milky white, gray, or black due to being saturated with water. Ice that's rotting has a honeycomb look to it from the ice crystals starting to separate. That means it's in its final stage of disintegration.
If you put an ice auger on honeycombing ice and you start to cut, you'll see big chunks of the stuff coming up. It doesn't have that fine shaving that you have earlier in the year. It's very dangerous ice. It's weak ice. It's ice that will give way under weight. It's been stressed to the point where it's going to be going out shortly.
Learn more on how to decipher ice formation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's that time of year, and Vance Gerdes Funeral Home hopes you and yours feel the love, peace, and joy that come with the spirit of the Christmas season. Enjoy the happy cheer while making memories to cherish with your friends, family, and loved ones. Have a happy holiday season, everyone, from Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell. Helena Agra Enterprises wants people to remember the reason for the season, caring and sharing. May you, your family, and friends spend some quality time together and enjoy making some great memories. Thank you for a great year and Merry Christmas from Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, helping our customers succeed.
Amidst the Christmas cards, eggnog, cookies, family, friends, and mounds of presents, may your hearts be filled with contentment and joy. Season's greetings from Temp's Disposal in Marysville.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville wishes you all the joys of the holiday season and happiness throughout the new year. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season fill your home throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy. From Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
It's at this time that Sunflower Community Credit Union remembers the loyalty of their members and says thank you for your continued support. As a member-owned community credit union, Sunflower works with you and for you in our community. Best wishes and happy holidays from Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
A special holiday wish from Hoover's Incorporated. May songs of joy fill your home with warmth and happiness this holiday season. It's in this spirit we say thank you and look forward to the new year with much joy and cheer from Hoover's Incorporated.
Caring for your pets and livestock, the doctors and staff at Pony Express Veterinary Clinic wish you and your family all of the best. As we gather and take stock of a year past and the new start going forward, thanks again and best wishes from Pony Express Veterinary Clinic in Marysville.
Enjoy the atmosphere this festive season. It's a time of warmth and affection for each other, evident no other time of the year. All of those at Duzine Enterprises wish you the best of the season from Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Global crop yields are not keeping pace with expectations. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The world's farmers are tasked with increased production goals in the decades ahead to meet anticipated demand. But one risk manager says crop yields are a concern. Dan Bossi heads the Risk Management and Advisory Service, Ag Resource Company.
Since 1973 up until about 2017, global per capita grain yields were rising. What's happened in the last 6 years? Why are we plateauing? Well, it took us about 3 or 4 years at Ag Resource to understand why we're plateauing, but it seems to be related to climate and variable weather patterns.
Bossi says more land has to be placed in production.
I need more acres. Where do those acres come from? Principally today, the United States is maxed out. The Europeans are maxed out. There's a war in the Black Sea, so it's got to come from Latin America. But if I don't get global grain yields rising, I need about 23 to 24 million extra acres to come online in the next 5 years.
Bossi acknowledges that model is not really sustainable.
The modeling shows somewhere between 2060 and 2065, the world runs out of what we call arable farmland. We reach peak world farmland. That's a scary day.
Bossi returns tomorrow.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
A new proposed tax may threaten family farms. Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A proposal in Washington, D.C. could make it harder for family farms to stay in business. The proposal would put a new tax on, quote, unrealized gains, requiring farm owners to pay taxes on yearly increases in the value of their operations. Former Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson says the proposal shows a lack of understanding about issues in rural America.
To say the least, it was just shocking. Back in D.C., the idea of rural is the distance in the superhighway between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. There is no real understanding of rural America. And family farms and small businesses like those of us who live out here have it. So they think that because they can come up with an idea, they can make it happen. And that's probably true because they have the authority. But it doesn't mean that it'll make sense.
He says it doesn't make any sense to tax farmers on income that hasn't been earned.
If you think about a family farm with a lot of acres and a lot of equipment and tools, that property, both the land and the equipment, has value. There's no question about it. But it's not in cash form. So in order to pay a new tax every year, which is no more than a guest tax, they might have to sell some of that property, the acreage or whatever, to pay the tax. It just doesn't make sense.
Nelson says Washington would be better off concentrating on the taxes they are not collecting.
There's a tax gap of almost $700 billion, and that's money owed under the law right now that isn't being collected. They need to focus on how to collect the money that's due right now that isn't being collected and move away from a classic idea of a guest tax and income that doesn't exist until it's, as you said, realized.
Once again, that's former Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson. Speaking on behalf of the proposed tax on unrealized gains threatening family farms. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your barn is a warm, welcoming refuge for wild critters. Put up the no vacancy sign and keep them out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
opossums, and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trap or a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at agriculture.com.
I know it takes good hands to place the winning kick. This is Jack Bloomer, holder of the Big 12 champion Kansas State Wildcats. Inline Construction of Marysville specializes in concrete, commercial, and residential construction. Call them today at 785-562-5525 to plan and execute your building project. When you hire Inline, rest assured, you'll be in good hands from start to finish.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, as we saw yesterday in the final week of trading for 2023, kind of a volatile back-and-forth kind of day for both the livestock and the grains. So we've seen a mixed day today. Slightly lower in the grains, though. March corn right now down 3 3/4 at 476.5. May drops 3 3/4 to 488.5. And pretty much giving up what they gained yesterday. March Kansas City wheat nearing a double-digit loss, currently down 9 at 634.25. May currently down 8 3/4 at 637 a bushel. The oats for March and May still slightly higher. March up 3 3/4 to 372. May trading at 371. That's up 3.5. Looking into the soybeans, they've made a turn for the better. January beans started slower this morning, but currently to 1315. That's up 1 3/4 cents. March up 1.5 cents at 1320.5. For soybean meal, though, kind of struggling for January. Currently down 380 at 399.40. March is down 140 at 394.50. But soy oils turned for the better. January currently up 19 at 48.10. And the cotton complex has shown strength today. March cotton up 23 at 80.28. Let's take a look at the livestock now, as again a volatile market for both live feeder and the hogs. December live cattle down just 2 cents at 170.55. February down sharply, down 110 to 169.30. Feeder cattle, though, have turned for the better. January feeders up 52 to 224.07. March feeder cattle up 95 to 225.52. And a volatile day for the hogs, as we've seen pretty much since that poor report back on Friday. February lean hogs right now up 62 at 69.92. But April lean hogs dropped 2 cents back down to 76.05. Quick look into the metals right now, as we see December gold trading up 660 at 2,064.80. December silver is pretty much unchanged at 2,415. As we look at the dollar index for today, we're seeing a little bit of weakness, as the March dollar right now down 48 at 100.61. Stock markets rise slightly. Dow Jones up 88 at 37,633. The S&P up 6 at 4,780. And the NASDAQ up 28 at 15,102.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent, high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at Horse Trailers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Cattle producers have many things to worry about as we move into the new year, one of them being their spring calving herds. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses what producers should do to prepare for calving. He begins by sharing what supplies you need before the first animal is born.
Now is the time to plan ahead, okay? Before that first animal hits the ground, let's reassess what we have. Do you need to check any chains or grease anything? But then it's supplies, right? We have some usables that we may use. Have a good look at your calving chains, okay? If they've rusted or have any sharp points, go buy a new set and have those prepared. And maybe purchase some of those products prior to the calving season to make sure you have everything on hand. You're not racing around in the middle of the night trying to find stuff in the barn. Making sure you have all that readily available and you know it's clean, it's prepared, you have everything ready to go.
Tarpoff explains the calving process in stages and describes how producers can identify which one the animal is in.
The birthing process is a series of events, and that first stage is the initiation. There's a lot that happens on the inside of the animal, but there's not as much of what they're showing us. Outside of that, what initiates that calving, we see some behavioral changes that may say, hey, maybe I ought to go check her out and see what's going on. We could be in the initial stages of calving. Now, inside the animal, we have a series of events that gets initiated from hormone release from the baby calf. Its hormones initiate a series of contraction, dilation, and relaxation. Now, stage one of calving takes several hours, but once the first fetal membranes come through and they break, that's the initiation of stage two. That's our active calving stage. So when you see strings hanging out with a little bit of fluid that is broken, that's active calving. And that's where the cow herself, she'll lay down. You see her actively pushing. And you'll also start seeing things come through the birth canal. Finally, it ends with a live newborn baby calf on the ground and life is good, but always remember that she does have to pass the placenta.
He says what his rule of thumb is for deciding when to interfere with the birthing process.
When the water bag breaks, I say the rule of an hour. If she is not making adequate progress within an hour, there's a reason for it. Why a rule of an hour? Think about our young heifers. It can take them up to 2 hours to normally go through a calving process, but I break it down to the rule of an hour because I don't want her to get exhausted. If you're out checking your cows, you see her, you know, that water bag, we know she's in active calving, give her up to an hour. But if it takes longer than an hour, there's a reason for it, and that's when we want to intervene.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on what producers should keep in mind as they prepare for the calving season. Being prepared will save stress for the producer and animal. Find more information about this topic and the K-State Calving School at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
¶¶
country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.